the Hour News. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Tuesday, November 26, 2019. I'm your presenter, Hassan Robinson. Here are the headlines. Outspoken attorney Henry Schillingford is challenging Dominica's intelligent citizens to speak out boldly on issues of a national interest without fear, favor, or bias. Organization of American States condemns acts of violence this week in Cali, Boko Haram, and other parts of Colombia, while welcoming civil behavior of all Colombians who demonstrated peacefully. And U.S. State Department releases records of a Trump administration's dealing with Ukraine, which show repeated contact between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and Mr. Trump personal lawyer Rudy Giuliani. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. The details of these stories and more coming up next.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
And we're back. Pastor Jared Benjamin of the Kulibistri Gospel Mission Church has condemned the quoted Christian event led by gospel song star Donnie McClurkin on Sunday, 24th November 2019, which formed part of the Dominica Labour Party's 2019 election campaign.
There can be no spiritual validity to a gospel concert being staged as part of a partisan election campaign. And any genuine disciple of Jesus Christ who is spiritually matured in the word of God ought to know that. You cannot take what is holy and is of God and present it on the same partisan political platform from which ungodly utterances in words and entertainment has been issued. The gospel is good news of God's salvation through Jesus Christ and of his kingdom and of his righteousness. How can that be aligned with a partisan political election campaign and atmosphere? It's a form of prostitution on the part of anybody who claims to represent Jesus Christ. To go in an event like that and to try to present the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ in song. God will never bless or approve any such event from that standpoint because it does not and cannot qualify as true spiritual worship. According to Messiah's request that true worshippers must worship the Father in spirit and in truth, according to John chapter 3.
Speaking to Q95 News on Monday, Benjamin urged political leaders to refrain from using the things of God in their worldly political campaigns, as he says God is not partisan. He added that religious leaders in Dominica have failed the citizenry of the country.
People, including many of our quote-unquote born-again evangelicals, are soundly deceived into believing that a group or a party who stage such things will be particularly favored by God. You cannot partisan God. Let me make it quite clear that no matter how much religious things you may involve in your campaigning, God does not take any side in a general election. And that is why the prophet Hosea said in the book of Hosea, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." Hosea chapter 4, verse 6. Many of us, I think, spiritual leaders, we have failed our people. We have not taught our people the truth, the word of God to our people, like sheep gone astray, are following anything now that comes in the name of God, that comes in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's make it quite clear. Whether it be on a UWP political platform or the Labour Party platform, any platform, no true worshipper of God has any right going to try to involve the things of God in partisan election campaigning. It cannot mix and it will never fit. God will not bless it, you know. And it's sad to say that the church has abandoned, you know, its role in being custodians of God's truth, God's word, and have now abdicated his responsibility and is now allowing the state to invade the realm of the church shoes, to put its foot in the church shoes and to do what the church should have been doing. Government should never have come to the place where they could stage concert after concert to patronize the people of God. And worse yet, the people of God are patronizing it and validating it, which in turn deceives the government into believing that it is of God.
And that was outspoken Pastor Jared Benjamin. And prominent attorney at law Henry Shillingford is calling on the intelligent citizens of Dominica to speak up boldly on issues of national interest without fear, favor, or bias. His call comes at a time when the cabinet secretary of Dominica released a biased statement on the protest actions of Dominicans on Monday, November 18, 2019, as a consequence of Electoral Commission's failure to implement electoral reform before the 2019 general elections. According to Shillingford, there are some troubling things going on in Dominica, including gross misconduct of officials in public office, as he spoke to Q95 News on Monday.
Then the cabinet secretary goes on and says the cabinet directs, and then he says the executive submits. What is the cabinet and what is the executive? The cabinet is the executive, stupid. That's what forms the government. The ministers is government by ministers, and there's a prime minister. And so this piece is replete with erroneous, unlawful manner postured by a cabinet secretary after a major public incident that made international news is appalling. And I call on the senior lawyers like Geoffrey Harris, like Eamon de Freitas, right? Like Singola Bloomquist-Williams, to comment on these things. These are atrocious attacks on the electoral, legal, democratic system. And we haven't even gotten to the unwritten law, because Tony, et cetera, and all these Caribbean-trained lawyers are just on the, they're positives. They just look on the letter of the law. They don't look on the principles behind it or interpreting it, right? And so they say they've done electoral reform, and that the other side, and Tony mentions Mr. Duran by name, has thwarted the government's attempt to reform. Yes, they were reforming to a negative reform. It's just like they, when they said, right, what is it that, they're going to the next step. They're next step could be a lower step. It doesn't mean a higher step. And clearly they're bringing us and dumbing us down to the lowest level. And the intelligent people in this society must start speaking out.
And that was outspoken attorney at law Henry Shillingford. And the DPSU held another successful general meeting on Monday morning, where they addressed the increasingly burning issue of electoral reform in Dominica. Under the guiding theme of electoral reform effort, the way to peace, getting workable electoral reform compromises, as the date for elections in Dominica draws nearer, many persons are arguing that electoral reform is slipping out of the window and more negotiations is just a gimmick to buy time. Others have argued that the then drastic measures should be taken and no election should be held, or if it is held, it should be pushed back to a later date with reform. Executive member of the DPSU, Sarah McKenzie, delivered an address saying that the way to peace is paved with deliberate acts of justice in a mosaic of truth, tolerance, forgiveness, and mercy.
The way to peace is paved with deliberate acts of justice in a mosaic of truth, tolerance, forgiveness, and mercy. Justice requires that what ought to be done and can be done, has to be done, and where necessary, done with dispatch, without eroding the rights and benefits of individuals. Justice requires a respect for the rights of others, especially those considered the minority and those entrusted with authority. It was out of the concern with the rights to freely and fairly engage in the process of electing representatives to Parliament, and hence government, that the Electoral Reform Effort Group was given birth with the objective of finding ways for Dominica to achieve the necessary electoral reform before the next general elections. This effort has been driven by the group's concern that, given the unfinished business of necessary electoral reform, should the general election be held with significant public perception that its outcome did not reflect the desire of the majority of the resident eligible voters, there is the chance that unrest, civil unrest and disturbances may ensue in the country.
McKenzie says that a civil unrest is being actualized and it is indefensible that we have not achieved the basic essentials to electoral reform.
The developments over the past days strongly indicate that this civil unrest and disturbance are already being realized even before the general elections are held. And we are fearful that such civil unrest and disturbance may increase unless the weight in all the rhetoric by the political parties, officials of the administrative branch of government, and the Electoral Commission. It is indefensible that we have not achieved the basic and necessary electoral reform of 1. Realizing reasonably sanitized lists of eligible voters, and 2. Have each eligible identified with a valid identification card. Given that justice is buttressed by truth founded on the facts of the circumstances surrounding the threat to peace has to be examined with a high level of sincerity.
And that was executive member of the DPSU, Severin McKenzie. And Justice Dr. Irvin Andre contends that a time when the public is clamoring for electoral reform, which goes to the every heartbeat of the democracy or the very heartbeat of the democracy of every citizen, it is the worst time to import foreign military personnel into the country. Justice Andre questioned the extent to which Dominica is currently a democracy.
This is a question of the securing of the democratic rights of Dominicans. The question is simple. To what extent are we a democracy? To what extent do we adhere to the rule of law? To what extent do we believe in the ballot? To what extent do we recognize the result of the ballot as the democratic means of exercising our right to choose who will lead us for the next 5 years? To what extent are we simply going to succumb to efforts and steps taken to basically repudiate or to destroy that essential tenet of our democracy, which is to say the right of Dominicans to choose? To what extent are we prepared to ensure that that right to choose is not eviscerated or destroyed by foreign persons being brought into Dominica under the cloud of darkness or surreptitiously, whether Dominicans living abroad or Haitians? To what extent should they be allowed to thwart the democratic will of the Dominican people? That is the fundamental question. Again, this is not a party of, this is not basically a matter of political affiliation. It's a matter of the affiliation to your country and what it stands for. We have to stand for something.
And that was a Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. And Leader of the Opposition, United Workers Party, Lennox Linton, stated that the issue of a country's diplomatic passports landing in the hands of crooks and criminals is one of the main concerns involved in cleaning up Dominica's international image. Linton vows the party will criminalize the exchange of money for diplomatic immunity.
This is a matter that we have spoken about for a very long time, but we have done nothing about. In our nature island, in our Isle of Beauty, our Isle of Splendor, we, the United Workers Party Team Dominica, under the leadership of yours truly, will criminalize. Listen to me carefully. We will criminalize the exchange of money for ambassadorships, for diplomatic passports, for diplomatic positions, for diplomatic immunity. It will be a crime to put our diplomatic passports in the hands of criminals overseas for money in the pockets of anybody at all. So we now stop talking about it. We have had 20 years of that disgrace, and we're bringing an end to disgrace. We don't want to be involved in it in any way, shape, or form. We will criminalize the practice so that if you offend Dominica in that way, you will be fined and you will be confined.
The Marigot Constituency Parliamentary Representative stated that measures are to be taken to protect Dominica's democracy and insisted that it is a time Dominicans are safe for their country.
And this threat to our independence that looms over us with the Prime Minister privatizing billions of dollars from the sale of our passports into the control of himself and his friends is the most serious threat to our existence ever. It is worse than any Category 5 or Category 6 hurricane. Because when a Category 5 hurricane damages us, we can rise with our resources and the help of friends around the world. But if our resources continue to be under attack like that and continue to be misplaced and put to the use and under the control of others, we will be suffering, trust me, the effects of Category 5 and 6 hurricanes like we have never suffered before. Dominicans, it is time to save your country.
And that was Leader of the Opposition, Lennox Linton. And the embassies, or the embassies of Eastern Caribbean states to the Kingdom of Morocco, ECS embassies, extended its warmest congratulations and highest regards to Mr. Terry Gregoire Lavelle for his recent academic accomplishments while pursuing his undergraduate studies at Groupe Miage, a private education institution in the Kingdom of Morocco. Mr. Lavelle's relentless pursuit of knowledge culminated in a graduation ceremony held at Rabat, the capital city of Morocco, during which time Mr. Lavelle was recognized as a top academic performer in his faculty. As a participant in the ongoing academic scholarship program extended by the Kingdom of Morocco to nationals of the member states of the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, or OECS, Mr. Lavelle's hard work was rewarded with the presentation of his bachelor's degree in the field of computer science with a specialization in the system of network administration. Commenting on his post-graduation plans, Lavelle shared that after such a journey and the experience of living in such a different society, I decided to continue doing so for a bit longer. Over the years, I have learned the value of being self-sufficient, and my ultimate goal is to strengthen my resolve to survive, thrive, and solve problems, connect with human beings, and learn their languages and customs in order to get closer to the answers that I ultimately seek. What am I? Where do I come from? And where am I going? Until I solve that puzzle, I will continue to seek knowledge and develop solutions, and hopefully soon my beloved country, Dominica, and family can benefit from my struggle, he says. In addition to earning his bachelor's degree, Lavelle also developed a newfound proficiency in foreign languages, having become conversational in French, Arabic, and Diraji, which is Morocco's local Arabic dialect during this time in the Northern African nation. The young Dominican national also shared some words of advice to prospective students considering studying in Morocco, which he says, embrace the world of foreign languages, remain determined and uncompromising in the pursuit of your dreams, and ensure that you have appropriate financial support while you are studying, because despite being on a scholarship, there are still costs that you will be faced with that you may not have considered before, he says. And in other news, the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs, or DCCA, has advised that on November 22, 2019, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, and the Center for Disease Control, or CDC, reported that they are investigating an outbreak of illnesses caused by E. coli 0157H7 in the United States. The FDA's website reported that an epidemiologic laboratory and a traceback evidence indicating that romaine lettuce from Salinas, California, grown in the region, is likely to be the source of this outbreak. Additionally, the U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service, or FSIS, announced that salad products with the affected romaine lettuce have been recalled. As the emergency under the Ministry of Small Business, Entrepreneurship and Commerce, charged with protection of consumers, the DCC has therefore advised all consumers not to use any romaine lettuce from Salinas, California. They say that coli 0157H7 is potentially deadly bacterium, which can cause dehydration, bloody diarrhea, and abdominal cramps for about 2 to 8 days, 3 to 4 hours on average after being exposed to the organism. Most persons recover within a week, but some may develop some type of kidney failure called hemolytic uremic syndrome, or HUS. Damn. And the Department of Commerce and Consumer Affairs supports the statements by the US FDA and FSIS and is therefore recommending that consumers in the Caribbean to avoid eating romaine lettuce and salad mixing containing romaine lettuce from the Salinas in California. Read the labels carefully. If ordering any foods, make sure that it is not romaine lettuce. Also, and in other news, Uber will not be granted a new license to operate in London after repeated safety failures transported for London, TfL has says.
TfL's decision today to not renew our license in London is exceptional and wrong. So it's a decision that we're going to challenge. And in the interim, whilst the challenge is going on, I just want to reassure riders and drivers that the service will continue to operate as usual.
How do you respond to some of these failings that, you know, sometimes drivers haven't been properly insured, potentially haven't been properly vetted? Sometimes people will have hailed an Uber, mm-hmm. and the driver that appears on their phone isn't the one that turns up.
So safety is our number one priority. If I deal specifically with the case that TfL has cited, it related to 43 drivers who had come on the app and had exploited a vulnerability that allowed them to swap their photo with a friend and then for the friend to drive on Uber. So what that meant is, as soon as we discovered it, so we discovered it in May, we notified TfL immediately. So we were the ones who notified them. We also, for every single one of the 43 drivers, we stopped them taking trips on the app. We then implemented a technical fix that closed the vulnerability that existed in the first place.
So you're confident that can't happen now?
And then one more thing. And then we did a complete audit of every single driver in London to make sure that actually all of the documentation was right and the fix applied. So I'm comfortable that the issue that we had back then that was exploited by these 43 drivers couldn't come up again.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of the headlines. Outspoken attorney at law Henry Shillingford is challenging Dominica's intelligent citizens to speak out boldly on issues of national interest without fear, favor, or bias. Organization of American States, OAS, condemns act of violence this week in Cali, Bucaramanga, and other parts of Colombia while welcoming the civil behavior of all Colombians who demonstrated peacefully, as well as the outbreak of deadly Salad disease. Uber will not be granted a new license to operate in London after repeated safety failures, the Transport for London TfL has said. The news is brought to you for the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. I've been your presenter, Hassan Robinson.
Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens.